Memzayim and Aleph, Rashi Rilotisiabim, three lines before the end of the narrow lines of Rashi. So the Mishnah said that the Yavomo, like Loisachlitz Rilotisiabim, she can't do Yavom in the 3 months after her husband's death, Shemim Mubarasi, because possibly she's pregnant. Rimsabal Eshes Ochiv, Sheshabonim. So then if they were doing Yibum, he'd be over the Isser of his brother's wife without the mitzvah of Yibum because he has a child. She's Muberis. He Allah Bikoris, it's a Chi of Koris. Avalachar Shloshet, the Nikar Boshen and Muberis, after 3 months, which now it's clear that she's not pregnant, Oitachlo, it's a Tisyam, then they can do Yibum. Then it says b'chein sharon kol noshim shema tela b'serch tisha. Over here the problem isn't an isser of eshes achiv, or the problem isn't that the chalitza is muberis is loshma chalitza. So what's the concern by other women? Refrei shema tela b'serch tisha lemises b'halashul. If she get married immediately, she might give birth within 9 months after the husband's death, and Sabbat ben Shiva Lachrin, Sabbat ben Tisha Larishin. Maybe the child was from the first husband, maybe it was from the second husband. Binan Havchana. We need that there should be a clarity over here to be able to understand who is the father. This could create many potential problems that the specific case over here, in a case of so now he gives birth, they assume he's from the second husband, and really he's from the first husband. Grow up and he has another brother. That other brother gets married, and that brother dies without children. So he doesn't even believe in that he's a brother, that they share the same father, but really they only share the same mother. And there's no mitzvah Yibum if they only share the same mother. There are many other potential Yisrael which could come by believing him, but he's a child of number two, and really he's a child of number one, or vice versa. Then it went further. The Mishnah said, well, Yisrael, so they can't even do Erisin, which obviously there's no problem of having children at that point in time. Because they're born on Erisin, not in the Sun, because I work med Xerah. Then it said it's true whether the woman was from the first marriage of Psula or a Bula. Achas Psulas v'Achas Bulas. Farsh Hosam. So now, I mean, the problem with the Psulas and Bulas in Halacha basically approximates Arusas and Nesuas. A woman who's only an Arusa, we assume that she's a Psula still. A woman who's an Asura already, we assume that she's a Bula. So it seems to be redundant. So the more says over there, Acha Shenisu Lezeh Kshein Basulis, Acha Shenisu Lezeh Kshein Baulois. It means that first marriage, she's now in her. Either this is the husband who's dying is her first marriage, or the husband's dying is her second marriage. So even though she might have only had erisin to the second husband, but she was a bu'ula going into the marriage. She already had been. She was now nisamal or nisgarsha from this husband. Bayman erisin, bayman nisuin. Then now, from this husband, whether she only had heirs in this husband, she had an son in this husband, she has to wait 3 months. there should be a comma there, something like that. I mean, there's like a, I'm not sure to read it. Achaz a rusus, abogav the rusa loy basi burihi. We have no reason to believe a woman who's a rusa is pregnant. Because Rabbanan a rusa otanusua, because Albert Geyser. Dibri Meir lukasin al stami. It's not Dibri Meir, it's a stam statement. The first opinion is written stam. Came along Rabbi Yossi and said Yisarsu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said Yisarsu. What's going on, Rabbi Yehuda? Miyad, the whole of Mi'abra Misheni Tachimul, having Erisin with a second husband will not cause up any problems because she won't become pregnant. Bimtela Beserch Tess, Vare Derishinu. And if, therefore, if later on she does give birth, we know it's from the first husband, Dimi Akron, Ben Shishu, Malachai. If they do the Erisin Tech Gimel, they wait to the soon after Gimel, so the child is not old enough to be viable from the second husband. Now, Rusa is, if she's only an Arusa from the first husband, Shinis Almano, Shinis Garshamina Erisin, Minosimiyad, Zolomi Abramirishan, there's no reason to say she's pregnant from the first husband. Therefore, he's comfortable with her. So they're comfortable with each other, and they might have had beyond. So he has two arguments with Yossi. A, Tanakama says even in a Rusik that nobody can have Erisin. She said no, everybody can have Erisin. But Rabbi Yehuda Pollock, the Shari Arusa Linosi, but that which Tanakama says that an Arusa cannot get have Nesuin, Rabbi Yehuda says an Arusa could have Nesuin, she's an Arusa from the first husband, then the husband dies, and then divorces her, so she can have Nesuin with the second husband because she's not pregnant from the first husband. That he says, that he argues that that's also. Klutzman almana, if they are able, she certainly always call you may able during the time of able, she's also. Of a grusha, tiaras miyat. The case of a grusha, tiaras miyat. That's Rabbi Yossi. And so the Morse is a story that Rabbi Elazar didn't go to Beis Medrash, and he heard from Rav Asi. The Rav Asi said that Rabbi Yechon said, "Lachos like Rabbi Yossi." The matter of the Yoros Miyad that Erisin is mutter right away. The Morse says, "Rabbeinu Michlal." Apparently, the Hach Stoma, the Tanya Leil, Achas Arusas, Machas Nesuas, Yichidah, the first opinion in the Brisa, excuse me, in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah which he mentioned is only an opinion of a Yachid, because we assume that he wouldn't paskin like a Biosi over a Rabbin. The Mor says yes, but Tanya ben Yechus, you read it as a statement, not as a question. That if she was a Dufa Leila of the Beis Aviyah, which means Tadir Lodur Bebes Aviyah Be'ira Cheresh. She was always living by her father's house. She'd go back even after they got married, live by her father. Manu Regila Imbala. She wasn't normally living with her husband. Or Chaylo, she's ill. Manu Makabela's Tarach Tashma. She can't be able to. She doesn't have the strength to go through the process of Tashmish. Or Akora Machlas Mazel. We know that she's established. That's her reality. She cornices the gimel b'nei adam v'lo yodu lehen v'chusuk akar. She has a chazaka that she's an akar, or she's an islandess mimei ima. V'yesha sumanim, an islandess is indicative of the fact that there's physical characteristics which are different than the average woman. She's lasaris. She doesn't have pubic hair. Lo dadin. Washan Islands, Dukronisa, Kalzesh, and Murl. It's more, she has male characteristics. Roshan Rul Lele, Machus Mashka Sam, she drank some type of a potion which made her infertile. So all of those, she still can't, she'll still wait 3 months. Libra Meir. Amr Meir, who the Gozer, Bahi, the Pshitalon, Danamu Beris, Hodan La Rusa. The same way, Mary is the one who said all these women which we know obviously are not pregnant, and still he said they can't be married because Chazal made a blanket Isra of 3 months for everybody. So similarly, the woman who's only at Arusa, we know obviously she's not pregnant, but also according to that would be the opinion of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, is her mayor of the Brisa that says we make that woman also. For, now the more end of the thought process, the more it was, okay. But why did Rabbi Yochanan feel a need to say Allah like Rabbi Yossi if we have before on record that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rameir and Rabbi Yossi Allah like Rabbi Yossi would indicate that Rabbi Yochanan has not agreed to these rules which we said before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Beloved Rabbi Yochanan, remember Allah like Rabbi Yossi. Why do we even need to say the Allah like Rabbi Yossi? The Iyu Gufei Kayo Le'il, he's the one who made the rule before. Your mayor, Rabbi Yossi, Allah like Rabbi Yossi. So why do you feel the need to say that? El Shema Mino. Le'omer Rabbi Yochanan Lahani Kloli. It wasn't Rabbi Yochanan who said this, these rules, but rather Lahana Chamaroi. I mean, the Minav Shaya was he's later on Maroi and saying on the road. It wasn't Rabbi Yochanan talking. So that's what Mishashia says. I don't agree with these rules because you see Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't hold of it. The Mor says no. Am I kosher? No, I don't say that. That's a problem because maybe the reason why we felt the need to say halacha like Rabbi Yossi over a mayor because there's another rule halacha to a mayor because there is so. My kosher. Don't my avul gav the chalino Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Rabbi Yochanan made such a rule, still itzrich lemifsek leha. Over here, he feels a need to say the law of Rabbi Yossi. Mishum dahave Remeir machmer. Remeir is making a gzeir over here. Va'omer Shmuel alachik Remeir because there is sov kamakom shehichmer. When he made these chumras, he passed like Remeir. Was Rabbi Yochanan lafukim in the Shmuel. That Mia the Baha Allah Rabbi Yossi. I might agree with you in general, but in this scenario specifically the Allah Rabbi Yossi. So not saying the Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel's rule of Allah Rabbi Yossi, because there is so, but saying in this specific instance he argues on that rule. Okay, so in the Gemara Ela Mehod, it's the second line after the Tosis. El Mehod Atanya. The Mor says, rather, I would bring Rav Sharshia's, I'm trying to figure out what Rav Sharshia's source was, and he said that these rules are not true. So the Mor is still trying to find that. El Mehod Atanya. Hochon Yerich al Nochrim. You can go to the Yerich, that was like the Shuk. With lechem mehem behema, you can buy animals. About them shvachis, about them sedus akramim. You can buy these various different things from them. And because of a malabar kol shalehen, you can record them in their courts. Even normally, that's also to do to go to. To present the case in the non-Jewish court, but over there it's more of an issue. Can matzah miyodin because the person is protecting himself from the goy trying to get it back. So he's being matzalit. He's allowed to do that to protect himself, but they shouldn't. He's being matzal himself from the goy.
I was saying, I mean, in general, I thought the yusur was to go to the secular courts if you've got a din with the Yisrael. I was saying it also applies when you've got a din with the God.
Well, to record it by them wasn't a question of a din. It's because I want to go record it. So I want to record it. Why am I recording this transaction in the Goyish court? So I'm still giving cheshivas to the goy. But it's not the issur of. I'm giving cheshivas to the goyish court by saying I have to record it by them.
Okay, and that, so that would generally be a problem.
If there wouldn't be the fact that that's where you're gonna have to record it, right? You have no reason why you're doing this. Why do you feel they're the same thing as three guys in the street? They don't look chashivas. They're not a court. You're giving them a chashivas by doing that. The kohen is allowed to go to the chutz la'aretz, which would give him a din of tuma mirabbanan, if necessary, to contest his protect his ownership in court. Shem shematame b'chutz la'aretz. The same way that's true that we allow the kohen to go outside of Eretz Yisrael to do that. Kach matame b'beis ha'kvaris. We allow him to go to Besek Horus. The Moshe is Besek Horus, so for Daitach, Tumah Deraisa, he said, it's Deraisa, to go into Besek Horus. Ela Bebesa Pras, the Rabbana. It means he's allowed to go into through a Besek Pras, which that's a Tumah Rabbana, like we had before, that Chazal regards to a Tumah, the case where they plowed through the field, that there is a mace buried in the field, where Chazal made a Takana to be Choshish, that maybe a piece of one of the bones was schlepped way, way far away from the mace. So we allow the kohen to go through the mace of pras if that's the only way he can get to this court to protect his interests. Furthermore, matame lisa isha ulo mataru. Person is allowed to, the kohen would be allowed to mimatame himself. Again, mirabonans, to get to where the woman he wants to marry is, and to learn Torah. Amr of Yehudov, Amasai, Zman Shein Moitzalumot, Lo Yitame. If he has an option to learn over here, he can't go there. Rabbi Yehudov, Afasman Shein Moitzalumot, Nami Yitame. Even though there's an option to learn over here, he could still be mitzav himself to go to Chutz La'aretz. Pisha ein minakol zech adam lilmud. You can't. The person. It has to work. The Rebbe and Talmud relationship. And if he feels that that's where it's going to work, and over it's not going to work, he has the right to be mitzav mirabbanan to do that. V'amar Rabbi Yosi, Ma'aseh b'Yosef haKayin. The story with Yosef was a Kayin. Shalach etzorah, but let's see the lilmud Torah. He went to Tzidon to learn Torah, which Rashi says Tzidon is Chutz La'aretz, and that's a major. This is the time of Bayis Sheni with Chutz La'aretz. Could be it's included in the like many Rishonim, it's included in the Gemulas of Eretz Yisrael, but on a practical level, they weren't Kavishit, so it's had then of Chutz La'aretz for Tumah, etc. Vomer Bierchenen, Halacha Kribyosi. So on this discussion, Bierchen says, Pasal Kribyosi. Aye, Balaam Ali, why did Bierchen feel a need to say Halacha Kribyosi? Vomer Bierhuda, Rabyosi, Halacha Kribyosi. We have before a rule said, in the name of Bierchen is quoted to have said, that Rabyhuda, Rabyosi, Halacha Kribyosi. So why does Bierchen feel a need to say Halacha Kribyosi? And this Halacha is in Rabyhuda and Rabyosi. Okay, Mor says, Omer Abaye Itzur. No, we still need to say it. I could have thought to have said that Hani Mili B'masnisit. All of the cases we discussed before was in a Mishnayis. So, Rabbi Yerchot said a rule in a Mishnah. We have a Chokos in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. The Lachos like Rabbi Yosi. Of a Braisa Emelo, the Braises, which we're not as definitive. It's maybe I can't rely on that because maybe Yehuda Rabbi Yosi switch around. Rashi says so. To mash along that even in the brisa that we pass like Rabbi Yosi over here. So I said okay. So after all of these attempts, we have not found a source for Rosh Arshia which is conclusive to prove that these klalim are not true. Rabbi Sharshi said this very broad statement, these klalim are not true, and we've not found the source for that. Alamor says, so what can we say that Rabbi Sharshi is saying? Halacha Kamer that Misharshi meant the following, that Hani Kloli, La Divra Kolinu to Rav Lestu Hani Kloli. That which the Mora did prove that Rav did not agree to these rules. So Misharshi's point was that these rules are not really reliable because there are Meroyim, i.e. Rav, who argues on it. See Rashi. The last word, four lines on the bottom, the Yerid. Shuk. So what's the chiddush of going to the Yerid? Because this Shuk used to take place. And Nikud the Yom Chag shall go you. It was on their holiday. Lechemen button with sellers. You can buy things from them. The Mora says, so what's the chiddush? Even though there's a chashash that the goy might go afterwards to his avodah zarah and say thank you that I was able to sell my merchandise. Because this is by purchasing from them. Not like in our society, the money is the main currency. The main currency was the merchandise. You know, the money was just a way to get the merchandise. So by purchasing from them, you're making them less powerful. Inami Mishum Yishar Eretz Yisrael, or in the case of this is an Eretz Yisrael, by purchasing from them, you're reclaiming parts of Eretz Yisrael. Behemav Adam Mishmachas, Mimnei, Shachthis and Lakdusha, so these are Mimayla, that you're bringing them to the service of the Creator. Umayla Behashtar, you can bring up, literally bring up the Shah, means you can record the Shah, Berkar Shalan, if they die in Ayan, to go to their judges, Lachtim, to sign off on it. Even like it's giving a cheshivas to them. They're going to go, and the Jews will say, "Wow, look! Even the Jews come to us. Thank you, Getschka, that the Jews recognize how important we are." Sure, it's lumut. So the problem isn't the issue of going to our cause. The problem is the issue of giving chashivas to the goy shakur, which they would then take that as a. She'll have to do that. They should come out some yodot. So Yahshua Goy Biyar al Mechira. If we don't have it recorded by the Goy Shakur, the Goy might attempt to deny the transaction. This is ours. Kavurs called either over Belav. Is it a bear involved? It means based on prostrate bone. She never must illumine bar, so he cannot review it. As if he cannot find somebody else to teach him here in this land. Rashi says no. Shalom in a call Adam Zecholomoid. Ain't Adam Zecholomoid. We call Melamda. You don't. Learn. I'm not such a person that any teacher will work for me. Yesh Rab Shemishnasa Stura Befi B'Shadal Tamid of Derech Hazor. There's a Rebbe which says it in a way which works more. It's more presentable to the Tamidim, and the Tamidim get it better. The Tzidon, which is Chul Tzaras, he went to Tzidon to do it, to record it, to learn Torah. The I would have thought, Abaya says, that this rule that the Lachlak Rabbi Yossi is only in a basis in the Dafki. And he meant in the case of a Mishnah, because the Mishnayas were very precise. Alba Bebraisa, Dilma Ichlef, the Rabbi Yehuda, they're not as precise, and maybe there was a mistake in the presentation. Say, I could not rely on this rule in that situation. And the Halchi Yitzar, that's why Rebbechim felt the need to stress that over here the Halchi Yitzar, even in the Brais. Therefore the rules are still true. So Mor said, what Rebbechim really meant to say was the following, that these rules are not according to everybody. Torah, less than Halchi Yitzar, Kedomer Liel, Minister, the member Sayim, but not Halchi Yitzar, when he told his Talmud, teaching his son, and of the Lachos of Rabbi Yehuda, because the rules are not true in general. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Kevsi Nachri, back in the Gemara, Ein Kenan Shvisa, that if a goy has an item, it does not get a lach of tchum. The Mar says, Luman, who are you going in? Ilayme in the Rabbanon. Shita Hashta Chefse Hefker the less the Hubailim in Kanan Shvis. Chefse Hanokri the Islu Bailim, me boy. If someone which is Hefker, which has no ownership, we say that doesn't have a place. So someone which belongs to the Goy, and the Goy doesn't have a Din of Tchum either. So Nami Staber, that his item should be more chomer than him. So that's even more obvious that they go after the Bailim. Now leave it to Bierchan. Ben Nuri. Bierchan said, Chefse Hefker, I can't in Shvis. So now I want to know what's the Chefse Hanokh. Kamash Malon, Amr, the Umber Bierchan, Ben Nuri, Kain and Shvisa, Hanimil Chefse Hefker, the left, less Lubailim, of Chefse Nokh, this Lubailim, Loy. Chefse Nokh, which since they have an owner, and the owner does not have a Lach of Tchum, so they do not have a Din of Tchum either. Therefore, they get a locha of whoever it is right has him right now. They follow him. So they're brought in. You can move them anywhere. There's no limitation. That they might get their own status of a cheshivas and have a mokum. They don't get that. So that's true. By Chefse Hefker, so Chefse Hanokri, this little Bailam, Varei Kamoisim, they go like the owner. Balei and Lestul Shvisa, the guy doesn't have a dinner Shvisa. The law, Bede Shvisa Nino. So for sure that their items do not have a dinner Shvisa either. My boys don't need to say it. Obviously not. Okay.